GN. All right, we're just 5 days away from the election. Will it be decided on election day, or will it be decided in court, or will it be decided in fisticuffs on Pennsylvania Avenue? All are possible. Bert Olson.
Hi, Steve.
Bert Olson is one of the premier election attorneys in the state of Illinois and in the country, really. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Good to be on. Okay, interesting times.
Right. So when you watch election night, are you watching that like ambulance chasing attorneys watch crashes on the... just trying to figure out where the business might be coming from next?
No, you know, after all these years doing it, I just wait for the call to come in, right, to tell you the truth. Yeah. That depends. And that's what happened to me 20 years ago in Bush v. Gore. You waited for the first call to come in.
Yeah, you were working on that case in Florida, the Hanging Chads, because of the Rosemary Mulligan case, right? That 10 years before that?
Yes, that was my case that went to the Supreme Court. Yeah, and they called me, the Bush people called me because of the law made in by the Illinois Supreme Court, really naming the problem with the Chads. So the Chad developed in Illinois through the case I handled with Mike Lavelle that went to the Illinois Supreme Court.
Mike Lavelle, I forgot that name too, yeah. And so what were you able to do for Bush? They ended up winning the Supreme Court, right?
Yes, but the case was really decided in Broward County and in West Palm and in Miami-Dade. I was dispatched to argue in front of the canvassing boards who were doing the recounts, saying that they should stop the recount because they didn't have standards on how to count the ballots, whether a pregnant Chad or a hanging Chad, does it count, does it not count? And we had established the law in Illinois, so I was dispatched to file briefs and argue before the Broward County and West Palm Beach County boards, which I did successfully. And then our arguments were then used before the United States Supreme Court, which held that because there were no standards, there was a violation of equal protection. People's votes weren't being counted equally, so the recount had to stop. And at the point when it was stopped, Bush was ahead by 537 votes.
All right, let's go. Bush wins, right? Do you think he really won Florida?
You really want me to say that after being his lawyer? I mean, I saw the ballot.
Bert, I was going to ask you if you ever argued a case that or won a case that you know you should have lost, and maybe that's the one. Do you really think that Bush won Florida?
No.
Really?
I don't think I've said that in 20 years, but and I've argued many cases that I should have lost, and I've argued different sides on the same day in election cases, because that's the way it goes in election law. It's so fluid and developing as we go through different elections. You know, look how we have evolved since punching Chads.
We haven't,
Steve, because we may face some of the same problems this time that we faced in Bush v. Gore that no one has talked about yet.
Okay, I want to get to that, but first I want you to explain to me that I think there have been three Supreme Court rulings on vote counting and extensions in Wisconsin. They've cut it off. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, they've allowed for extensions. It sounds like they're just all the Supreme Court rulings this round have been upholding lower court rulings. Am I right on that?
No. United States Supreme Court rulings have been upholding state law. The United States Supreme Court, being the federal arm, will not. History, at least, speaks to the fact that it will not change the way the separate states have decreed that the elections will be conducted. So the conducting of elections is governed by the general assemblies in each state, and our federal courts, all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, are very hesitant to change the way the states do business, especially, and they will not change it this close to an election. And that's what's happened in the cases that you talked about.
Do you think that this presidential election is going to end up in court?
I think it will in one fashion or another. depending on how each state goes, and if one side is greatly ahead. The problem we'll see this time is the fact that some states, some of the battleground states, don't start processing ballots until Election Day itself. So unlike Illinois, unlike Florida, which start processing ballots when they get them, we may not know what's going on in Michigan, in North Carolina,
Pennsylvania,
and Wisconsin, because of the great amount of absentee and early vote and mail-in ballots. Those states that don't start processing until Election Day, it could drag on, and you could see one side, for instance, Trump, I would guess, be ahead in the state because they count the in-person voting, you know, first.
Yeah.
And then Biden starting to catch up when the great amount of mail-in ballots, which newscast have said are predominantly Democrat, start catching up. And in the meantime, you'll see lawyers running into court arguing that counting should stop or counting should be extended or we should have recounts. So I think this could go down right to, and the key date here is the December 14th, just as December 12th was the key date in 2020, which is the date that the electoral colleges must meet in each state and cast their ballot.
So explain that for me, TD. That's, and then ahead of that, there's a what they call a safe harbor date, right? And that's when
December 8th.
The
yeah,
states
that's
have to
safe
have
harbor date. States have to settle all their election disputes.
So
that's
what if
correct.
They what if they haven't? And there's a scenario. I think it happened in Hawaii in 1960 where they couldn't decide on a winner. So both parties said their electors won. What happens then?
That's correct, and that's the only time since 1876 that has happened. What will happen this time? I think each state will be different, and you'll get litigation in each state, which will filter through to the United States Supreme Court. If they don't finish by December 8th, I think they'll be allowed to finish up until December 13th so that the electoral colleges can meet on December 14th. That's the die date.
So what happens? What does happen though if the states, both electors, both parties to claim victory, then their electors should be seated? Then it goes to the Congress?
Then it goes to the Congress, the House and the Senate, and because they're divided, you know, the Senate's controlled by Republicans, House Democrats, they could each choose different slates, and it could be, and this has never happened, it could be that state gets disenfranchised and no votes are counted. It could be. Now, I'm just guessing because it's not happened. And if those states' votes are not counted because of two sets of electors that are tendered, then the question becomes, do you need 270 electoral votes win, or do you need, let's say, the electoral of Minnesota, which has 10, and they can't decide? Then is it only 260? That has never been decided. So it would take an hour to explain everything, but I'm going to guess that we're going to have some recounts and some litigation in many of the states that just start counting ballots on Election Day and will be far behind because of the unbelievable, as of 2 hours ago, 80 million people have cast their ballots.
My concern is that, you know, there's so many people who are so willing to believe conspiracy theories, and if they go to bed, you know, with President Trump doing well at 11 o'clock at night before, you know, and this happened in 2018. The Democrats on election night looked like, well, it was a ho-hum night, off-year election. They picked up some seats. But as they kept counting in the mail-in, they kept counting and they kept counting, more and more and more and more Democrats won, to where it became, you know, a huge night for them. So if people go to bed and Trump is leading, and then they wake up and see a day or two later that the blue wave of votes, mail-in votes, have overtaken him, I'm worried about what people are going to think about that.
Even though we all
expect it.
And we do expect it, and I expect maybe the outcome will be just as you said, until the Democratic votes in states that start counting late catch up. you'll see the Republicans trying to slow votes down while the Democrats try to speed up the process because of this die date of December 8th and December 14th. And I think the United States Supreme Court will be very consistent as to what they did in 2000. And they'll use that December 14th date as the die date. That's when they're going
to
decide.
We're talking to Bert Olson, an elections lawyer. I've got to run, but I'm going to pull that tape of you saying that George Bush lost Florida and send it to him.
Go ahead. It's too late now. Steve, good talking to you.
We'll talk again soon. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.